And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. We have a live in-studio guest joining us right now. Cece Lindstroth from Age Friendly Northfield is sitting in with us. Good morning, Cece. Thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated.
Well, we appreciate being able to get the word out to your wide audience.
You have a lot of things. Not only personally, but I'm talking about Age Friendly, got a lot of things going on. And a lot of those things were brought to the attention of the city council this past week as David DeLong gave a wonderful presentation, update on what is going on. But for our listeners that didn't watch that meeting or haven't had time yet to go to the internet and watch the rebroadcast or the podcast, tell us a little bit about the presentation you gave and some of the highlights from last year and this upcoming year.
Well, mid-year reports are requested from the city when they fund an initiative like Age Friendly Northfield. They want to just find out, how's it going? You know, what's happening to the money that we gave you the responsibility of using to benefit our community? So David just shared what we have done the past year with our information guides, with the red chairs, with the start of the elder care group, with our involvement with housing participation in different kinds of activities like that, and then requested that we receive the same amount from the city. So far, so good. We haven't heard anything that would lead us to think that they're not right there with us walking forward.
Well, by everything that I've seen, Age Friendly Northfield is a very active group. You're not ones to sit around.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the things that you do have going on. What would you like to discuss today?
Well, I'd like to hit a couple of topics primarily. One is the broadband access that the city is working on right now. And one of the things that we do know from all the information that ARP puts out is that it is very common for people over 65 to not be comfortable using their devices. It was very interesting. Before COVID, there was a big gap in older adults having devices. Now they've got those devices, but we want to make sure that they increase their skills. So being the responsive community that Northfield is, and I want to give a shout out to the huge benefit that the library is to our community, we are now looking at how to increase the advantages that broadband with MetroNet, as you know, you've probably had Ben and Rhonda talking about MetroNet going throughout the city. But what we have to do now is bring classes to the older adults, classes that will help them create and manage their files. I got a little pop-up on my computer the other day that said, you need to delete some files here, lady. You got a lot of junk. Jeff, I'm going to tell you a secret because I'm sure nobody will share this. I didn't even know what files were. Oh, I'm happy to delete them, but somebody's got to help me know what they are. How to use our browser better, making sense of social media platforms, connecting to Zoom and other video conferencing apps, managing bank and other online accounts for making purchases. And then a big one for older adults, probably for everybody, is how to safeguard our privacy and protect our personal data.
Yeah, and that's the big thing right there, learning how to do those things and making sure you're doing it right so you're doing it safely.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have such cooperation with the schools and with the library. It's not going to be hard to set this up, but it is something that Age Friendly will be working on, collaborating with our community partners, and maybe coming back through you and giving more information
on how those
are attainable for people. But doesn't that sound great? Because you know what it also does, Jeff? Everybody is working on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Everybody's trying to figure out how to move forward in that area. And technical skills are one of the ways. If we can decrease the digital divides out there, we've now putting in the internet, people are getting access to devices, but now what do they do with those devices? That's the next big question. And here are a couple of cool ideas from around the country, actually. In Detroit, you know who took it on were the Houses of Worship. So they took it on. They took it on registering people and communicating the information about the classes. So it doesn't just stay to organizations like the Senior Center. And then in Pennsylvania, in Potter County, Pennsylvania, their rural electric co-op built a collaboration with the high school to launch a partnership where seniors and older adults pair, the seniors receive school credit and program participants gain vital digital skills while strengthening all those social connections and bridging the intergenerational divides. And just really cool things are going on like that.
By seniors, in this case, it was seniors in high school.
That's right. That's
because
right.
That's both ends of the spectrums are called seniors.
Vocabulary is the big deal. That is the big deal.
And that just shows the technological advances that we've had just go break every border that's out there that, whether it be, social, religious beliefs, government entities, or just having fun and entertainment. Electronic media and electronic devices go across all of those borders, and we need to learn how to use them. They're here to stay.
You're right. And I think that the fall and winter of 2022-23 is going to be when it's happening in Northfield.
All right.
I can just feel it. And I wanted to give you an update on a couple of other things. I've talked in the past about walking at Northfield High School and just what a beautiful walking opportunity it is. And that also hits that DEI, the diversity, equity, and inclusion, because it's free. It is free. It is the only place in town in bad weather where you only have to go 3 laps to get a mile, and it's free. And so I talked with Aaron Bailey this week at Community Ed, and Jamie Reister and I and Aaron, she's going to be setting up an appointment with Bubba Sullivan and our new principal at the senior high, because H Friendly Northfield wants to donate a bench and a coat rack so that when the older adults or anybody in the community comes in, there's a place for them to sit, there is an opportunity for them to hang up their coat, and then walk through that building and see what a great, great environment it is. Mm-hmm. And then it also gets the voters ready, because eventually the high school is going to need some kind of funding, right? Mm-hmm. And who better than all these people that have been walking the halls and visiting and hearing all the activity? Who better? Seniors vote.
First-hand witness, yes.
And I want to thank the city again. The pickleball courts are almost done. Again, talking about another organization, the school district has let us use 4 courts up behind on the south end of the middle school for pickleball. That's been extremely generous and well-received. And then the city, all we have to do is get the lines on that. And the last thing I want to say is, and I'm not giving Jeff much of a chance here, folks. I'm using my 10 minutes. And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about is to urge everyone to attend one of the Park and Rec open houses that are coming up as the city looks over the master plan for the next 10 years. Because there are things that parks need for older adults. Larger font on signage, seating with arms, shade, where are the seating opportunities, checking the spaces between paved and unpaved areas, anywhere where canes or wheelchairs might get caught, no more than a 2% grade for wheelchairs. All of these things facilitate the involvement of the older adults feeling good in the numerous public open spaces that we have in Northfield.
And those public conversations really have already started now with a survey that is out online. Everybody's free to welcome to fill that out, and it's on the city's website, and we're going to have a link to that. I think we might already on our website, but I'll have to do some checking on that. But yeah, we need to hear from everybody on that.
Oh, yeah. It's just, what's good for the older adults is really good for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like when I started pickleball. Everybody's going to get better at pickleball. And everybody, hopefully, is also going to get to appreciate all those things in their senior years, because for many people, the advanced years are some of the best. You really get to do the events and the activities that you've always wanted to do and might not be able to. So enjoy Northfield.
Well, I appreciate that. My pickleball years are not too far off.
Well, Northfield will be ready for you, Jeff. We will have a special place for you.
CeCe, thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, it is a pleasure talking to you. And thank you, Jeff, for what you do for the community. It's Greatly appreciated.
And thank you for teaching third grade to our police, our fire chief as well.
Yes.
He grew up and did well.
Yes, he did. I want to give that shout out to Tom Nelson. He was a great student, a great person even then.
All right. Cece Lindstroth from Age Friendly Northfield. We've got Rich coming back in just a moment or so with a look at local news. And we also have a traffic update, one last one, coming up here on The One.
What if in a few hours you can make positive change happen right here? You can. Join Rice County.